Stablecoin volume hits a record 179 T in June, up 63% from May. Stablecoin settled $179 trillion in transactions during June, an all-time monthly record and a 63% jump from May. According to Visa data cited by Cointelegraph on July 6, the figure comes from Visa's on-chain analytics program, which the card network runs to track stablecoin settlement activity across public blockchains. 1 month does not make a trend, but the size of the move does. A 63% month-over-month jump is not the gentle grind higher that stablecoin volume charts usually show. Something pulled a large amount of dollar settlement on-chain in a single month, and it happened while the rest of the crypto market sat in fear. A record set in a fear market. The timing is the most interesting part of this data point. As of July 6, 2026, the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 27 firmly in fear territory. Bitcoin trades at 62,186 CRS, up just 0.3% over 24 hours. Ethereum sits at $1,168. Neither asset is doing anything that would drag speculative capital into the market. Stablecoin volume records used to arrive alongside price manias, traders rotating in and out of positions inflated transfer volumes, and the settlement numbers rose and fell with the market cycle. June's record broke that pattern. Sentiment is depressed, spot prices are flat to down over recent months, and stablecoins still posted their biggest settlement month ever. The cleanest reading is that a growing share of stablecoin flow is now payments and treasury movement rather than trading. Businesses moving payroll, remittance corridors, cross-border settlement between institutions. These flows do not care whether Bitcoin is at 63K or 100K. They care whether the rail works. The caveat on Visa's numbers, Visa publishes both raw and adjusted stablecoin volume figures. The adjusted series filters out bot activity and inorganic transfers such as MEV and wash style movement, and it typically runs far below the raw number. The Cointelegraph post did not specify which series the $1.79 trillion figure comes from, so treat the headline number with that caveat until Visa's dashboard breakdown is checked directly. Even so, the month-over-month comparison holds. A 63% rise against May is a like-for-like move within the same data series, whichever series it is. The direction and magnitude are the story, not the absolute figure. Regulation is feeding the pipe, not choking it. June's record arrived in the first full month after MiCA enforcement went live across Europe, a moment many expected to slow stablecoin activity in one of the world's largest markets. The opposite pattern is showing up in the settlement data. Regulators elsewhere are reacting to the volume rather than preempting it. Brazil's central bank has proposed a 24-hour hold on stablecoin transfers above $10,000, a measure aimed squarely at the speed that makes these rails attractive in the first place. That proposal reads differently against a $1.79 trillion month. Authorities are no longer debating whether stablecoins matter for payments, only how to supervise them. The infrastructure concentration behind the volume is worth watching too. Ethereum now holds 87% of all stablecoin supply, which means most of June's record settlement ultimately cleared through a single base layer and its rollups. Spending rails are already feeling it. The settlement boom has a consumer-facing edge. Stablecoin-linked cards, which convert USDC or USDT to fiat at the point of sale, are the retail end of the same pipe. And deposits on crypto cards crossed $10 billion earlier this month, up 250% in a year. The two data points describe the same shift from different ends. Dollars are moving on-chain, and an increasing number of them are being spent rather than parked. For users weighing whether stable balance spending is mature enough to rely on, the comparison work matters more than the headline volume. Conversion spreads, top-up fees, and network costs vary widely across cards built for stablecoin spending, and the disclosed fee is rarely the full cost once the crypto-to-fiat spread at the point of sale is counted.